And we're off. Hello and welcome to Camtown. It is I, Stavros Hargis, along with Adam Friedland and Nicholas Mullen.
Here I am.
We're all having sex.
Yeah.
We're sitting in my living room. I've just gotten back from the doctor. We get a little sunlight. We're not in my bed.
What episode do you think this is? 120?
120.
Too many.
This is it's fucking insane,
it's
dude.
It's too many.
Fuck, Adam, you're coming a little.
It's so funny how.
Yeah, no, this is going on way too long.
Yeah.
It should have been a month.
No.
Yeah. It should have been a month, and then we gave up on
it. It was like
every other idea we ever have.
Right, exactly. Like when me and you had that night with Tommy where we're like, let's write a TV show.
Oh, yeah. I still think that a couple of the things we came up with, we were on a lot of coke also.
Cocaine?
Like, and Tommy disappeared into the bathroom for like an hour.
Literally more than that, dude. It was like an hour.
We thought he went home,
minutes.
And then he like emerged from
the
bathroom.
He came out of the bathroom, and he was like, hey, what's up? You know, it's like, what do you mean, what's up? You've been gone
for more than rush hour.
Yeah. We saw you at 9 p.m.
That was also the night where Nick said, do you have a blow guy? And yes. Tommy said, no, but I fucked a tranny once.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah.
We're all here reminiscing about times we did drugs.
Yeah.
I just got my diagnosis back finally.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now we know.
My shit popped straight off my tendon, my plantar fascia. Tore right off my heel bone. So I'm supposed
to be... Does that shit fix itself?
I don't know, man. I'm supposed to go to physical therapy and shit. I got to stay off for another 2 weeks, but I feel like I can't stay in the
Skankfest
house anymore.
Skankfest destroyed the show.
It really did. We should sue Lewis.
I also got food poisoning that night.
Yeah.
I got poisoned. Nick's brain got poisoned.
And my fucking foot... I feel like I
you
need
got
to
injured.
Chop my foot off, dude.
Yeah,
I'm
just
tired
get rid
of this
it.
Shit. The odds are I'm going to fucking get it, probably going to get diabetes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting ahead of the amputation.
I'm probably going to get diabetes.
You
Everyone
think
in
so?
My family has diabetes.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So it's also got like a sweet tooth. It just doesn't really affect me. You saw I came over the other night and ate all those Reese's Pieces.
You do eat literally, anytime Adam has any sweet snack.
Can't stop.
You actually have eaten probably more of Adam's sweet snacks than I have, which people wouldn't have thought.
I love candy. I love candy, and I'm not afraid to admit that.
Yeah.
See, Nick is growing.
Yeah. He's accepting parts of
himself. Don't worry, guys. I'm not growing. Nothing is changing.
5'3"
Nothing's going to fucking happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to be upset, you know.
Life's still bad.
You'll
find the shit
flying off the handle,
man.
At my friends and lashing out at people and having weird obsessions every once in a while.
Don't ever change, Poppy.
Yeah.
We also, Nick and I had a revelation on the way here.
What's that?
But that we sort of need faith in our lives.
Like religious faith?
Yeah, like we should join sort of a community.
We're going to join the Church of Scientology.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Because
ultimately...
Yes,
we're never going to be able to control this fandom. It's too late. All the wheels have come off.
Yep. Too powerful.
They're going to kill us.
Yeah,
but the Church of Scientology can kill them.
Yep. Yes, exactly, for us.
Yeah.
Yes, they're our fucking shield.
Yeah, we're gonna just be in the Sea Org. We're gonna get the costumes.
Yeah.
It's I like do like the costumes.
They bring me into that room where like where you have to like tell them your deepest secrets or whatever. I'm like, I tell people I'm 5'8", but I'm actually 5'7". And they're like, you're in. And then they just go murder people.
Yeah, dude. They provide the shield.
They protect their own.
Yeah.
And then if we wanted to, we could be gay like Travolta.
We can really flourish with that kind of, you know.
My theory is they made Travolta be gay.
Mm.
He had too much power.
Interesting. That makes sense. He was too beautiful.
He was too
They made him bald and they made him gay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they made him
I'm ahead of the curve.
They made him jack off all those.
Goatee plugs.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I think I want plugs, dude.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah. I've been researching what Brian on the last episode
Brian
I mentioned
Urlacher
Brian
Urlacher's
plugs.
Yeah, yeah. He got
Someone
plugs.
DM'd me. Thank you to the Good Samaritan that DM'd me. It costs about $12,000 to get what Brian Urlacher had done.
Uh-huh.
I'll squirrel that money away.
Yeah, why not?
And I'll take a trip to Chicago. I'll come back with a fucking.
Let's go at the same time. I'll get that surgery where they shatter your legs.
Yes.
You get a half inch.
You can get pretty tall.
Yeah,
really?
People get there's like Chinese guys that write apps and then they do it. I was reading like there was a forum for people that do the surgery.
Hell yes,
and
do the crack your bones.
It's so funny. Dude. There's a guy that's like,
you can't walk. For
he's like,
a year.
He's like, it's the most unbearable pain I've ever felt in my life. He's just like in a hotel room, just like crying out to the heavens. because his bones have been shattered and fucking stretched. And then it's like, well, my girlfriend broke up with me because she didn't understand it.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, it's stupid as shit.
But
how much taller can you
I'll
get?
I'll do it.
Like,
I don't know.
You can get like 3 inches.
Yeah, 3 inches.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Like, and how long? Imagine how much people would respect me if
I
was just sort of
like
weird
unbearable.
And elongated.
Okay.
Yeah. No. It's months. They shatter your legs and then slowly stretch them out as new bone fills in, and it's just like it's
honestly?
Like having braces. You just have to lie on the floor
like
of a hotel room and down OxyContin and scream.
Here's what I'm saying. We do it at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. We get a suite, a beautiful hotel suite. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. And we go to China and we don't do OxyContin. We go to fucking, we take in the culture.
Uh huh.
We do opium dens.
Mm. Yeah.
We get those long little pipes. Chinese ponytails.
Yeah. Yeah.
The little, with the little ribbon at the bottom.
Yeah.
And then what's, you know, mm-hmm. we're getting fucked up Chinese ladies to suck us off.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Adam will go out and get us dumplings.
Uh huh.
I like this idea, dude.
It's a great idea.
Because we can keep podcasting through this unbearable pain.
Yeah. No, I mean, we'll keep podcasting through everything.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
The podcast will never end.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm saying is
incredible
we should fucking,
tragedy.
We should hole up in the fucking, where should we go? Shanghai? Beijing?
Yeah, Peking.
How about Bangai?
Bangai?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's,
you still got it.
What elective surgery will you get while we're getting our legs stretched?
I was laughing earlier today about like some sort of like summit between Trump and Xi Jinping or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like Xi Jinping will be like, and then the translator is like, there will be many moons before we have peace between the Empire of China and the United States. And then Trump just goes, that's what she said. And then slam dunk. And just, and no matter what he says, you just say, that's what she said. It's the ultimate own.
That is
man.
A good own.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fucking good, dude.
Yeah. They should do. He should do that.
He said, yeah, he could. He said, that's what she said. Or he's like, no, just no. Mm-hmm. Just like,
yeah. I know you are, but what am I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gay.
Sounds gay. Yeah, that's good, dude. That's good diplomacy.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Now I'm just thinking about myself 5'10 with a fucking full head of hair.
Yeah.
You know how much fucking and teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I need to disappear for a year and come back 5'10, hair, teeth, everything. Dude.
You gotta go to one of these.
Everything. Looking like a normal ass guy.
Just tan.
Like, just not somebody
big-ass
that's
arms.
Insanely fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Just a normal looking
yeah,
girl.
I know.
Guy, like,
that's the glow
for
up for me is just yeah. not a fucked up guy.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I look like out of context. Walking boot, toothless, fat as shit.
I used to want to be able to just put my brain in like a robot.
Yeah, I remember.
Now
that.
I know that won't work either.
Why?
But I just want to be replaced with a robot that says the same things as me.
Mm. Oh, so you will not be feeling anything.
I'm dead.
It's kind of like fucking
a soundboard is basically what I want to then my final form.
That's basically fucking a woman with a strap on. You wear the strap on.
That's true.
The robot would be the strap on, and your uh-huh. dick would as your dick disintegrates.
Yeah.
And goes to Valhalla.
Well, we're all going to have to wear strap-ons once this climate change thing happens.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if
I
you
thought I could
skimmed.
Calm Nick down from his own anxiety about his own life, and I was like, you should read that thing
I
in
didn't.
The New York Times magazine.
I, of course, did not, but what happened?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're
New
so
New York
fucked.
Times magazine. Yeah, it's like...
we're so fucked.
I mean, I just skimmed the article.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
great, but, you know, I mean, it's huge.
Damn.
And,
That's actually a lot.
That's what
lot
G said.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And,
with my dick.
And... So fucking.
We're gonna.
Yeah, I can't remember any. I was trying to pull
so
extract
like
any.
A...
I was trying to extract any detail hope. That I could possibly remember
yeah, yeah.
from the article, and I didn't remember any of the.
Not
facts.
Even one.
None.
Yeah.
There was a guy with weird hair named like Scarfarelli or something.
Pomerantz.
That's Pomerantz. That's
yeah, yeah.
Scarfarelli's
so a better
name.
A
guy
name.
Named Pomerantz or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the world.
Does he have a Pomeranian?
No.
No.
Pomeranz.
He was 6'4".
Pomeranz the
they
Pomeranian
did,
would be a cute
they
dog.
They did put in the article that
he was
6'4".
He
was
6'4".
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we've known about, like, Zaddy. Climate change since 1896 or something.
Nice. Damn,
and,
really?
And we knew that, like, well, fossil they, fuels were
in,
destroying the
yeah.
Earth, like,
in 1979,
the
there
yeah.
was, like, an opportunity to be like, okay, well, we can do something right now to change this, and no one did anything.
Nice. Yeah.
And now it's, like, the damage is irreparable. The temperature is going to rise by, like, 1 or 2 degrees Celsius or something mm-hmm. in the next, like, 40 years,
damn.
Which... means that
that's a lot.
It's like Europe's in like permanent drought and yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, damn. The entire, like, Boston and Miami don't exist
out of underwater. Where should we move?
New York City, baby.
West Virginia.
Aren't we going to be underwater?
Country roads.
So if Miami's going to be underwater, then is Tallahassee going to be where all the Cuban bitches are?
Yeah, dude, they're just going to go inland. They're going to be in the swamps.
We go? Dr. Yeah. Tallahassee, he can just go get a nice fat ass.
Roaming the Badlands for pussy? Yeah. He's just got like pieces of a broken robot he's trying to trade to some mutant, a guy with two heads.
We've got Cuban whores. Don't sell him the Cuban whore. Shut up. You know, just like
a two-headed mutant. He's going through the desert.
Here, I've got this boppet. Right. Can I get some Cuban pussy?
You've got like this like biomechanical arm, but all the fingers are just kebab skewers. Yeah.
God damn. That shit would rock.
Yeah, dude. I got like a Trans Am, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Just driving through the desert.
Yeah. Hell
Mad
yeah.
Max style.
Mad Max style.
Yeah, I love that. Cool.
Yeah. It's just going to the ends of the earth, and it's like, I'm trying to find the last of the posts about me. I have to destroy all of them. It's my purpose in this life. Seek out and destroy all of the posts.
Hell yeah, dude.
That'd be cool, dude. I can't wait for the dystopian future.
Yeah, I've been playing a game that's sort of a dystopian. Horizon Zero Dawn.
You guys, that looks sick, dude.
It rules, dude.
I bet it would look sick on my TV.
What is it?
I've been playing God of War.
Yeah.
It's great. You know, it's funny. I went to the gym today, mm-hmm. and it's like I in times like of despair, I should look more to the good King Felix for his. Yeah. I mean, it really is like gym, gaming, autism. Don't
he's
fuck with
got,
it.
Yeah,
that's the formula.
The
do not fuck with it. Do you need pussy?
You wade out into the dangerous waters of emotional maturity. Mm-hmm. You're gonna drown, mm-hmm. especially a guy like me.
Oh yes, you don't want
gaming.
No mirrors. Gym. You don't want to look at yourself.
No,
emotionally or physically.
Absolutely not. No. Not at all.
No.
Snacks, gaming, gym.
Yes, yep. bitch.
You know?
He's got it down mm-hmm. to a science at this
just
point.
Just your body looking like absolute shit. No one can tell how much mm-hmm. you can lift.
But you're strong.
You're strong.
And you're not going to get any fights because you still are, you know, a bitch. Sort
right.
of.
You're still a coward. Yeah. And you won't ever defend yourself. But take a look at my fucking KD ratio in Battlefield 1. Who's the pussy now?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Why don't you spend 11 hours a day gaming?
That's right.
Just gaming over and over and over again until you really think you're in World War I. You're a Russian woman that's mm-hmm. saving Russia from...
Until you choke Armenian you think is from the fucking Ottoman Empire. You just have a flashback.
Uh-huh.
By the way, did you see that fucking... the Sacha Baron Cohen. I just watched the latest one, dude.
The latest one wasn't as
when they
good.
Was it the one? Was that the one where they put the guy in a turban to be Muslim?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That shit was fucking unbelievable. He's playing a little flute to get the snake out.
He's like, "What have you been eating?" He's like, "I just had hummus. I'm a Muslim man." I was just here trying to summon this snake and eating hummus,
dude. The Sultan hat and the fucking. The Sultan hat, little fat white guy, is such a good fucking
thanks,
look, dude.
Thanks.
Yeah, man, I know you wrote
that's
it.
That's
it,
yeah.
I'm just going to start saying it. Anytime that show comes up, thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks, yeah.
My one like, excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when people like come up to you after the show, and so many people are like, just, you know, good set or whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't, you know, they don't mean it. They're just being nice to you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, thanks. And then someone will come up to like, just be like, "Where's the bathroom?" Or you know, they'll like just comment on like, a neutral comment. You'll be like, now I really feel like an asshole.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I was saying last night, but
What's even worse is when they quote the other comic's joke to you,
Which
happens so much
to you.
You would never consider that. It happens, a good amount, but it's like you would think that would be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But it fucking, it's like, dude, that thing you said about your wife is so good.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Something about eating pussy for
you know
15
I don't have a wife
minutes. Yeah.
That thing you said about everyone thinking you've been in jail because you're a black man. Yeah. And yeah, you have been in jail.
Yeah.
Nick was, when he was sad in D.C., we like completely did not appreciate the fact that Dark Mark was featuring on two of the shows that we were on.
Hell yeah.
We completely missed out.
Dark Mark, baby.
He crushed.
Out.
Yeah.
Mark's funny.
Yeah.
fuck. You know, I think I realized I'm more anti-Semitic than I thought because I was watching a religious Chopped, and I was vehemently rooting against the
you
rabbi.
You gotta just fuck some Jewish girls.
You do.
Honestly, I'll be honest with you. That kind of solved it for me.
being anti-Semitic?
Just smash some Jaybirds and it'll go right away.
Do you know any?
If you if Jew, yeah, right, for Jewish men,
no, that's the opposite.
Cannot
turn yourself loathing. You can't. You can't.
They're awful. It's like having sex with your mother. It's like, which is the ultimate. Actually.
Which is hot. Yeah,
that's sick.
Yeah. It's like
it probably makes you feel like disgusted with yourself. But yeah, you fuck Jewish girls. It's like
they like to suck dick.
I think I've only fucked one or two Jewish girls.
Sorry, the recorder fucked up.
The recorder fucked up. We put it in Adam's ass. But I have never... I can't really... I had a big crush on a Jewish girl my freshman year of college. And by the time... I actually finally, like, hooked up with her. And I was so shocked that she wanted to fuck me.
She had a vagina.
Yeah, that she had a pussy.
Because they teach us...
Yeah, the know, circumcision.
Gentiles, yeah.
The females.
Dude, honestly.
The boys and the girls get circumcised. Yeah.
I blew it so hard because I had never fucked. I was 19. I had not fucked yet. And I just did not think it was possible this girl would want to fuck me. So she like got almost naked. And I didn't. I thought I was going to go home. We went to like the movies or some shit. Went to like a shitty diner. I really blew it on this date. This really was like me realizing I have to get my shit together. And I just got into the bed just fully clothed. Just in like my khakis and like my fucking, I had some stupid, like I just even stupider back then. I had like a graphics tee, but on top of a long sleeve white tee. You remember that look?
Oh yeah.
The long sleeve white tee with like a fucking, and I just like pawed at her pussy and like didn't really, she was just, she was like, you can do more. And I was like, no problem. Yeah. And I was just so nervous and like.
It's fucking tragic.
It was so. I was also fat as shit. I was like 325.
Damn.
It was like at the top of my fatness. Horrible stringy hair right before I was like, all right, I'm bald. Who am I kidding? It was honestly the low point of my life. And she started. She actually started dating a Jewish guy from Detroit. And I'll never forgive him. Some guy named Aaron.
I lost my virginity to a Jewish girl at camp, at summer camp. And I sat next to her at a wedding like 2 years ago with her. And on the other side of her was her husband. We were like put at the same table. I'd never met him before. But he was like Middle Eastern, like Persian Jew.
Ooh.
But he looked exactly like Tiger Woods. I couldn't get over it.
There's Persian Jews that look like Tiger Woods.
And then she's like, how's everything going? I was like, oh, it's pretty good. Pretty good. Like me and my friends just started a pod. Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I was like, I
told some guy
like,
at the
what's
bank.
What's it called?
I know. What's it like, called?
Oh,
sucks.
God. And then her husband's like, I was like, oh, what do you do? He's like, I'm at Ernst & Young.
Just rich as fuck.
And I was like, something came over me. I was just like, do people tell you you look like Tiger Woods? Like almost exactly like Tiger Woods. And he's like, yeah, all the time.
Of course they tell him, Adam. What the fuck?
Just like, fuck you. Whatever, dude. She got a titty reduction and a rhinoplasty.
Boo.
That's it, man. I like.
Boo.
I'm sure I've said this before.
Yeah,
I support a woman's right to choose.
It should be against law
that you should be in jail for getting a breast reduction.
Slapping
every
God
ounce,
in the face.
Every it's ounce fucking, of titty meat you chop off, that's a fucking year in jail.
You should be thrown in fucking jail, dude. Mm-hmm. It's murder.
Yes.
I don't understand how you can't do that.
Titty reductions are murders.
It's murder.
Look, abortion. Go crazy.
No, you
go crazy.
You're killing a very important part of my soul.
Yeah, the part that gets horny when
dude,
I look at titties.
I'm telling you.
Dude. You're robbing me of a part of titty meat I can't get horny to.
I was hanging out with Jake the other day, and like, I don't know, I just felt like shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like just some woman walked by with this just outrageous ass. We saw at the same time. It was like, nice, you know, and then, you know, it's like a sunset or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You're what you're doing when you get a breast reduction is you're destroying the sun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know?
Yes. One of the seven beautiful.
You're nuking the skies, taking it away from all
that's
of
right.
us. That need the radiance of your painful, problematic breasts that are
that's
probably
right.
ruining your life.
Yeah. But also, they got braces.
Yeah.
They got back braces. They got
that's
all
true,
kinds
dude.
Of stuff.
We're going to get you like.
Yeah, just
we'll figure it out. Come to us.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we're saying.
Get one of those little rolling medicine cabinets so you can just rest them on.
If you're thinking about getting a breast reduction, please come to us first. We will cover the costs for you to maintain your titties.
Get them made bigger.
Yes. Actually, yes. That's what we will do. We will get you implants.
Just imagine that doctor that's like, oh, breast reduction.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
I fucked up.
Yeah, no.
Surgery went
well,
great.
We're out of anesthetic, so I guess maybe you should leave.
Just let me get a... He just takes his phone out, starts taking pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Before you make any decisions, why don't we see how you look with this fucking filter? Have you guys ever sexted with an Instagram
doctor?
Filter? No, a doctor? No. Have you?
Yeah, dude. No. I always put my dick on toaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Valencia.
Valencia, yeah. No, I meant the little, like, Snapchat stolen ones, like the little dog.
Oh, like the cat? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I found out recently why girls do the dog.
Because it makes your eyes bigger,
it
right?
It makes your face look less fat.
Yeah. All of those filters do that shit.
Yeah.
They have big-ass eyes.
I mean, I don't use Snapchat at all. I don't send snaps
Instagram
to people.
Video does it.
But goddamn if I don't enjoy the shit out of putting myself in African and Indian men's faces with the face swap thing.
That's just Snapchat. For you.
And it's just for me. Yeah. I just sit there for hours, you know.
As like, Martin Luther King.
Why do you bring me these coconuts? Because it's not... This is my house. You cannot just talk to myself. Hours. How dare you do this to me?
For no one.
For no one.
You're not recording it. You're just looking at it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, it's things like that. It's like, yeah, I don't need fucking therapy most of the time.
No.
You know, I have my own resources.
That's right. That's right. I just need a bunch of bananas.
Just to do it in India, put an Indian guy's face on me. Yep. Where are the gels? Show me where the gels have gone to. Are they in the bathroom? If there are gels in the bathroom, I want to go in there.
Do
to
not worry,
them.
I have been videotaping them.
I have been cleaning my penis all day in preparation to meet the gels. And I cannot wait. The one thing I cannot wait for is to meet the gels in the bathroom with my very clean penis. It is so very clean for you.
Hell yeah, dude. I just watched a little more Dragon Ball, the original Dragon Ball Z.
Getting into that shit?
And it's hilarious.
I wish I could just regress into childhood.
That's
like
what
that.
Well, dude, because I've been so depressed that I just am watching things that make me feel comfortable.
I did that, dude. I was in a comedy condo when I thought I had, like, syphilis or something. I had this, like, horrific sore on my dick.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Just a monster. It was, like a nickel or dime size.
Oh,
it was
God.
Pretty fucking big. Mm-hmm. Open wounds, like, pus coming out of it. Well, half my dick was like purple.
Hell yeah.
And I went to Planned Parenthood and they were like, you got symptoms? And she like yells that across the room. I think I told this story already. But I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, you got to make an appointment. And I had to go on the week and do like a week in Appleton. Mm-hmm. And I just spent like the whole week in that comedy. Also bombing the entire week. Just having horrible fucking sex.
Because you think
was
you're
it Stout?
Lose
was
your
this
dick?
The Ryan?
Ryan Stout. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just doing terrible. And then like, nursing this dick wound with oil of oregano in the bathroom. Just like, dude, like a tincture of oil of oregano dropping on this.
On your fucking like purple, swollen
just
cock.
Just fucked up, yeah. Just really, it's looking like a rotten Twinkie, basically. Just all like pussy. And
yes,
shit.
Hell yeah.
And then I sat in bed and I watched Iron Giant, which I hadn't seen before. And it was like, why don't I do this all the time?
Yeah, dude.
But I've tried and I can't. It doesn't work for me.
Well, if you haven't seen it, it's big. Because what you're doing when you see the old shit is just like making you... You're literally just going back when you were a little kid watching Saturday morning
cartoons. Well, that shit fucked me up. I was like, I dated this girl and she put on like All Dogs Go to Heaven one time, and it's like, first
which
of all,
a sad movie,
you're 30 years old. We're like, well, don't do that. That's just it's weird. It's like it weirds me out. That kind of shit weirds me out.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like I haven't thought about it in a long time. So whatever feelings it elicits are like uncomfortable, you know, I don't feel good about watching shit like that. Even the, like, remember when we would go over to like Romaine's house and watch The Simpsons?
Yeah.
That would do that shit to me.
Really?
Like, old Simpsons
episode.
You get
sad.
You know
it has
occasionally,
like, some kind of weird emotional weight.
Uh-huh. No, I'm with you because I think they have their fucking holding like fucking memory. Specific ones hold specific things.
Yeah.
Like certain movies you'll just throw on, I feel great. I'll watch Hercules right now. I'll watch
you
Mulan
right Up,
now.
Up I can get into, but Up I saw as an adult.
Yeah, Up is good as shit. Up I smoked a fucking fat dubster on the way to White Marsh Mall. Me and my cousin just went together. It was like one of the nice little cousin dates we had.
Oh, yeah, it's always nice when you
And I started crying. I was stoned as shit.
Oh yeah.
Crying.
Well, we should take a bet on
whether I'll cry.
Whether it's you'll cry at the end of this episode.
Okay.
The best way to do that, betdsi.com.
Wow.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We gotta stop introing it that way because then when they hear gambling, it's like that was an organic thing like two or three times. Yeah. And now it's just painfully obvious.
Mm-hmm.
BetDSI.com, they've been in business over 20 years with a history of paying out winners, and they got
great, winners.
Easy to use mobile interface.
Even though we gave everyone some losers.
Yeah.
Last time. Sorry
about
that. Yeah.
Don't, whatever we'll pick things sincerely, in earnest. And then you do the opposite of that.
Yes. The Costanza method.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Did we steal from Seinfeld again? Have I done it?
Probably. Costanza. That was an episode where George does everything against his against his judgment, and his life starts going great.
Yeah. Place bets on how often we're going to steal Seinfeld bets on the show at betdsi.com. They got an easy-to-use mobile app, Play Bet Win. Check it out. And they offer live in-game wagering.
Damn.
So I'm still not exactly – I don't know what that means.
Let's say a football game, you bet the Patriots to win plus seven, and then they're fucking losing or whatever. Then you could just – you could bet – the team they were playing to win the second half and try and like cover your fucking bases basically.
Right.
So it's just like it's some fun, or you can also do fun shit like will some guy score, you know, 20 points in the third quarter or some shit like that.
I only bet on injuries personally. Yeah. Will someone have a horrific concussion or
blow out a knee?
Yeah.
Tear their plantar fascia heroically and still continue the game on
I think
one
they
foot.
Do probably have injury bets.
I don't think they do, actually.
They don't?
No.
Well, anyways, if you don't accept our explanation of what that is, you can call up their customer service, which is available 24/7, 365 days a week.
Wow.
You know, call them up. Tell them you're going to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're there 24/7, and they have to say something.
Yep.
You know?
And those
reach out and get something back from somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, why not?
And those guys are in the good old US of A, those customer service.
We don't know that, actually, so... If you get some cologne-drenched Indian man that's just waiting for
just know that he
can hear the Axe body spray.
17-hour shift at the call center where he makes 1 rupee a day to end so he can go, you know, collect the girls, the blind girls that sing for money.
Over here, girls.
Yeah.
I will take you back to the orphanage.
What's up, girlfriend? Yeah, call up that guy. Complain to him about whatever, 24/7, 365 days a week with BetDSI.com. And if tell you what, we had to change the promo code because people were winning too much.
Yep.
Not really based on our predictions, but because you're better at gambling
just
than we
off
are.
Our good vibes.
Yeah, so if you want to go there, you can use promo code CUM120. You get 120% bonus on your initial deposit. That is opposed to the old promo code of CUM25, which they had to change it around a bit. They'll still honor the old one, I think, for a little bit if you call customer service or something. But
yes, we will give it to you, the old one.
Yeah, but for now, it's promo code CUM120. And they had to do that because they were losing money.
Yeah, know? Dude.
Always
we
a
broke
good sign.
The bank, dude.
Yeah. Always a good sign when a company's losing money. always, you know, that's something. Hey, that's something you can bet on.
Bet on whether BetDSI will be around in 2 weeks.
That's a perfect that you can bet
there
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out. Now and then, what do we got coming up? I guess some UFC shit.
Didn't that shit just happen?
Yeah, it already happened. But you guys got any?
And
picks?
We gave you losers. This is the worst time, honestly, for sports. But I don't know. Bet on the WNBA. Bet on the Las Vegas Aces because they're Adam's hometown team.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I go hard for the Las Vegas Aces.
Vegas Braces, and it's 12-year-old girls.
No.
Okay.
No.
The Aces are helping.
What's up, sweetie? You working? You working, sweetheart? Yeah, me and my brother Tony, we're here from Staten Island for the weekend, looking to have a good time.
We're here for a cup stacking
She's
convention,
just with
sir.
Her father. Yeah. Excuse me. We came to see Tiny New York. We don't. My daughter is not working.
This is why we came to see Tiny New York, to avoid you.
To avoid having my daughter solicited for sex.
By
Italian American stereotype.
I told you that.
So bet on that. Bet on, you know, whether or not your daughter will be solicited for sex in Vegas on betdsi.com. And we're back.
I told you, we went, my grandparents were visiting us when I was a kid.
I'm going to blow my nose, everyone.
Mm-hmm. We went to the Caesars Palace, like the Forum shopping center. They had like Nike Town there and stuff. You take your grandparents when you're there. And this woman like taps my dad on the shoulder and whispers something in his ear. And I'm like, and then he like walks back to us. And then my grandpa was like, oh, what was that about? My dad just really loudly goes, she's a prostitute. It was a prostitute.
Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
It was a prostitute.
What if your dad
disappeared? She was asking me to pay her for sex.
What if your dad disappeared for 10 minutes, went to the bathroom, and just smiled the whole way back?
I would be fine with that.
I got a little strange, Adam.
Sex work is labor or something. Or I don't know. Hate to go too DSA on you guys. Yeah.
Dick suck.
Yeah.
Dick suck Adam.
Would you consider yourself a checks worker? Like checks?
Yes. Yeah. If you get the Muddy Buddies checks mix, dude, I'll do whatever you want for a bag of that Muddy Buddies checks mix.
Yeah. I should do that. The checks mix sex worker. The checks mix checks worker, and it's like a little checks guy with eyes and a bunch of holes, and they're just all being fucked. And he's like, I never get soggy. You can fill me with cum,
no
and I never
how
get
soggy.
Yeah, it's right. It's just a bunch of like cows, and the udders are like nine dicks, and they're fucking the Chex Mix Chex worker. And he's like,
spit
look how
on
not
me,
soggy.
Come on
I
me,
mean,
shit in my ass.
Just piss all over me.
These are all little assholes.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, check out new Chex.
It's all in a box. Just some cow with nine cocks. Soaking a piece of cereal and cum.
Hell yes, dude. Yeah. I love that, dude. I like that he's a man, too, you know? Because everyone thinks sex workers are...
I still got love for the riff game.
Yeah, you know, dude.
It's still in my heart.
It's still there, dude.
You can't take it away from me.
You got to riff hard, dude.
You got to riff hard.
Riff hard.
I'm going to be, I was telling Adam, I'm going to be the Tonya Harding of riffing.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
People can't handle my etiquette. You know?
Yeah, you're too.
I may lash out at people and commit, just be really horrific to them.
Yeah.
Consider murder and then
considering
get
murder,
talked down
people,
to just crippling and then
you're
denying that.
Right.
Your technical scores are high, but your artistic scores are always
way
very low.
Yeah. Very, very, very low. Fucking low. You know, what's the triple axel of almost saying the N-word?
I think it's a Negro colored and what's one more?
Come on, you can do better than that.
You're right. I could.
You could have done better than that,
I
Scott.
I could have, man. Fuck.
African-American.
I don't know, man. Now my confidence is shot, dude. See, you are Tonya, dude. People don't want
to
fucking
A lot of people don't know
you.
This because they're listening to the show, but I'm actually wearing a dress right now.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm dressed exactly like Tonya Harding.
Sort of rhinestone number.
Just a big blue dress, you know, and I've got my
poofy
hair
as hell.
And pigtails.
Your hair is crimped.
Yeah, Harley Quinn makeup.
Yeah. You got a bad attitude.
Oh, yeah. You're dancing to original motion picture soundtrack from with the Suicide Squad. that's what your ice dancing is.
A lot of people also don't know that Nick's mom is at every recording of the podcast putting
smoking.
Cigarettes out on you.
Yeah. Smoking.
Calling
him
you're
a whore.
Not good enough.
Right. Yes. Cutting myself with the ice skates.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
If your mom was just...
She's in the room for every ep.
Dude, the thing about the Jews?
Yeah.
Come on.
Say more Jew stuff. Come on, man. Talk about the Jews. You know, it's so funny. It's like the... You know, like I'll get like messages from people. And it's like, especially over the last couple of years, it's like been so easy for people to see things on like a superficial level and be like, well, these people are Nazis, so they're bad. And these people are leftists, so they're good. And it's like, it's bullshit. I mean, like, just very.
The Nazis are the good ones.
Politics. It's not that they're good. It's just that like politics mostly online are like superficial.
Yeah.
But I'll get messaging people like, hey, man, like, hope you're all right. By the way, all of the Jews in your life are trying to convince you to take medicine. And
dude,
it's like,
you can't help but,
like, you know, sort of be moved by the concern or whatever. It's like very nice, but it's like, okay, well, I'll try it. I'll keep that in mind.
If exercise and eating right doesn't work, I'll try and eliminate all the Jews from my life.
It might help.
fuck. But yeah, honestly, when I was watching that rabbi just fucking
on Chopped,
being too Jewish on Chopped, it made me annoyed.
There was a Guy's Grocery Games Junior I watched.
Okay.
and one of the kids was wearing a yarmulke.
Mm.
And he's like, I want to be a chef, but I only cook kosher cuisine.
Yep. This guy only did kosher
and
as well.
And I was like, I was actively rooting against him
myself.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
There was something about
I'm
it.
I'm a huge
enjoy.
Fan of Guy.
Yeah. I guess you know what it is? It feels like they're all trying to be funny. Because there's been so many Jewish comedians, I feel like they're trying too hard to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, stop doing that Woody Allen impression.
There used to be, you don't see it anymore. I feel like it was a thing like 15 years ago. But there was these like theatrical Jewish guys that would get into comedy.
Awful.
There was a guy, I just told Adam about him the other day. I'm not going to say his name or whatever. Because I'm done with that kind of thing.
Harassing. Google it.
Honestly, you know, it's...
it's behind you.
Yeah. Anyways, it's
Two-Faced Nick
continue,
would be great.
I'll continue to
like
do
the
it
one side that's done. And
I just
the
have
other
to
side.
Accept the fact that I'm a bad person and yeah. I harass people because it's funny to
you
me.
You are, but yeah. Who cares?
Right. I guess it's not going to change at this point. You know?
We're bad people, man. It's fine. Yeah. We're entertaining at least, and we try and curb how bad we are. If we can be a little less bad than we were yesterday, man, that's all.
Nope.
Maybe
no,
like a slightly.
I'll just have a crisis about it every couple of years.
All right, that's fine. Yeah,
anyways,
yeah, whatever.
So this guy, Lee. No. I mean, that is his name. But,
Liam?
No, no, this guy, Leo, but he would do comedy. Yeah, and he fucking, you know, he would go on stage and he's like, and here we are on this earth and people are doing things, you know, and it's like, shut up.
Yeah.
What is this fucking stupid?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like so embarrassing.
Boo!
Yeah, just some of like New Paltz or White Plains, like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Jewish kid.
Went to theater school.
Right, exactly. And he's like, and now I do comedy, you know, and it's like, it just... I fucking hated that guy. And me and my friend Brendan, I used to bring my friend Brendan to open mics, and we're leaving one time. My friend Brendan was like, yeah, that fucking guy Leo is a fucking loser. That guy sucks dick, dude. He should fucking kill himself. And he's like, he was right behind us. He's like walking down the street, and this man with this, like, you know, stupid fucking, like, burying the pain smile on his face, like, you know,
yeah,
having
yeah,
to listen
yeah.
to
oh,
a
guy.
17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just shit all over.
He's
a
loser.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck,
yeah.
man.
But yeah, there was, like, I remember there was, like, used to be more guys like that, the theatrical Jewish guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It feels
yeah,
like they're overdoing the voice,
yeah.
too.
For sure.
I don't believe they actually talk to women. I like to date women.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I'll take what I can get.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
that's so
you
good.
You suck.
That's,
no, that's just all they are.
That's
they,
so good. That's exactly what they're like. Yeah. They do be like that.
They be like that, dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tick is kind of gone from stand-up now.
Mm-hmm.
The LA thing is, they're still doing that, right?
What?
The da da da.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I haven't been to Los Angeles in forever, so I don't know. And like the overgeneralization about like what LA comics versus New York comics are, I mean, there's like,
it's
there's a lot of
right.
overlap,
yeah,
but.
Yeah.
No, but, I think it's, I do think there's something to it. Like,
there's
less punchlines and there's more like just stories about seeing a minor celebrity.
This yeah, something happened to stand up where you could get. I mean, and this is like we've already discussed all this bullshit, but you could just get away with just mannerisms and stuff, and like so that's a thing, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a thing,
sure.
And the big thing like 7 years ago or whatever, is a lot of people, you know, it would be like, I'm not very good at dating. Because I have social anxiety.
Yeah,
this, like,
of
robot
course.
Arm, like,
singing
punchlines.
Singing punchlines,
yeah,
big.
I don't know how emotions work. They would do this, like, weird robot arm thing that I don't know what... Like,
it
where
was
that
definitely
came
out
from.
There, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only
rough.
Good comedy is about...
It's funny because it's, like, Live at the Purple Onion is probably currently the most influential stand-up comedy
The characters.
Special. Yeah, uh-huh. This is a character I'm working on, but everything about it, I mean, you can still see the damage that special did to stand-up, and, like, I mean...
Well, he just did one-liners, right? That
he did,
whole special?
He did one-liners, but so
and
much...
characters.
And it was so funny.
It was
so
great.
Good.
Yeah, it was a great special.
And he's a great artist because he just moved
to
on,
emulate.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, Zachy G has just, like, actually has fucking... Didn't sell out, like, wouldn't do shit for Nike because there's sweatshop guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's like one of those rich guys that drives a shitty car.
Yeah, I fuck with him. He also told a story about Greek discrimination in the South, where his uncle, they're from Crete.
I will not be a shitty car rich guy.
No, you're gonna be Jay Leno.
Oh yeah, I would love that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We were laughing about Jay Leno killing himself
in the garage,
turning all those cars on.
Turning 2,000 cars on.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
I just wanted to be safe, huh?
Yeah, I'll see y'all later. Goodbye, cool world. Jay, the
doesn't he just
life really sucked? You know who all sucks? Monica Lewinsky. Huh? Is Jay Leno's monologue while he's killing himself? Yeah, gee, this gas really smells bad. You know what it smells like? It's Condoleezza Rice's pussy. You know that? Not bad. That probably
didn't. We also have a different Jay Leno. Oh yes, rapist Jay Leno. Yeah.
Well, what about this guy? What about Jay Reno?
Jay Reno?
Jay Reno.
Oh, her, right. Yeah, yeah. Me, Jay Reno.
Yeah. Well, who? Why is it hard now? With Monica Lewinsky?
Jay Reno, baby.
Rapist Jay Leno, suicidal
Jay Leno, and Chinese Jay Reno.
Yeah.
Dude.
Dab. Yeah, that's good. Jay Leno has basically just stole Seinfeld's already kind of whatever idea for a show. He just drives people around in his cars. There's no coffee. He just eliminated the coffee.
I think that probably a time where Jay Leno felt like Seinfeld was copying him by being a car guy. So I think he's copying back.
Interesting.
Because he's like, car, it's my thing.
Yeah.
How is this Drew going to take all my cars?
Were you saying that joke Jerry Seinfeld is doing now?
Oh, yeah. His new opener is like...
This is the worst joke anyone's
ever. I'm probably butchering it.
Where'd you hear it?
I saw like some video of him like in the last like 2 years, and his opener's like, so... what do you say when you get a cab? You say you catch a cab.
Oh, I saw that.
You catch.
Take a lift, catch.
You
a
catch.
Cab. Yeah.
And then what about an Uber? What do you say? And then people are like, you know, you call an Uber. You know, he's like, you don't say call an Uber. What do you say? And he's like going around the room.
Does he say take?
And he's like, you take the Uber.
Yeah,
and it's like, people say take a cab. Like, it's not that.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know, that's not.
And my favorite thing about Seinfeld now is that he's like, him and like, I guess he's been influenced by like Chris Rock and like a lot of other comics. Like, he's like really upset about PC culture.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I won't even do colleges anymore because of the PC culture. But it's like, what about your act is not politically correct?
Yeah. I know.
Like, how are you in any way, shape, or form a victim of like, of the fucking thought
also,
police?
Also, it is weird that he just dated a 17-year-old with big-ass titties.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's just like cool with that
shit. She had big-ass titties.
But she was a child. Dude. He was 40, right?
And no,
like
it was at the height of Seinfeld.
I mean, like, that's
it was
the
like
thing.
Season 8.
That's the thing where it's like, you don't know that you're not going to be doing that.
That's true. It'll be weird if I do it too, though.
Yeah. Because like, it's like a lot of guys, you know, you're in like, when you're like 23, 24, you're like, how are you going to be 40 and date a 22-year-old?
Bro, 17, though?
Yeah.
I wouldn't date a 17-year-old.
I know I wouldn't do that. I mean, like, I
20s, yeah.
I've usually dated women either my age or older.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I can understand why somebody would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I can understand.
Especially for, like, you know, just some fucking, like, weird celebrity that's, like, full of himself and wants to, like, hang on to his youth.
Yeah, but it's still 17. She was literally in high school.
And he completely got the pass.
Completely. No one is, like...
It's the 90s.
It's not enough of a rape thing to,
did he
like,
get a pass, though? I mean, like, everybody... I don't think
it was that big a deal.
We're talking about it right now, still.
Yeah, but
20 years
later.
Yeah,
but it's like we're talking about it as like a thing that no one really talks about.
I remember people. I feel like I remember people talking.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was like, I think he was like, it was like season 7.
Yeah.
It was like,
nice.
It wasn't like he was an up and coming comic. Yeah.
God damn, bro.
Shoshana.
And he straight up dated her, like, would bring her to like.
Yeah, he'd fly her out.
Damn.
She was like, I think, from a very wealthy family, like. Jewish.
What's
kinda.
Shoshana up to these days?
She's married to I believe the husband, or she's a philanthropist.
Nice.
Which just means that she has a rich husband.
Shoshana.
Yeah.
What about a throat lanthropist?
What about Sha-na-na? Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doo-wop? Get a job.
Yeah.
Doo-wop revival.
Yeah. Hell yeah. When did they try to make that happen? In the 80s?
Suck.
Yeah, I think
so. Get
dick.
A job.
Sha-na-na-na-na-na.
What a fucking loser.
That's
you have
so
to be.
So gay.
To be into that.
It really is.
Imagine like working on your fucking hot rod in your garage, being like, "This
like
is
1994.
Cool.
Yeah,
this is cool."
Yeah, yeah. It's like Star Trek Voyager, mm-hmm. Which I have watched a lot of. Mm-hmm. The character like Tom Paris. Is he's like just obsessed with the 50s.
Right.
It's like, you just wrote this for the fucking boomer retards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, stuff. For sure.
Which, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Why this guy from 300 years in the future would be obsessed with a particular decade.
Right, right. That's
in
so
the 20th century.
It's like, us being like 1480.
Like, yeah, 1740. And explaining the difference between this type of covered wagon.
Holy fuck.
And like, a push cart.
Damn, you're so right. There was
I love 80s stuff.
1740s.
No. Oh, you're really into, like, Depeche Mode? No, I'm into 1780.
Well, he dates the Klingon bitch, and there's an episode where he's on the holodeck working on his Camaro. He has a fake Camaro that he works
this.
On.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ.
And then she, like, comes in, she's like, Camaro? And he's like... It's Camaro. Like, of course you wouldn't know what that is, you fucking nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
it's from 300 years ago. And he's like, this thing, 0 to 60, 13.4 seconds, or whatever.
You're on a spaceship.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're literally traveling faster than
speed.
The speed of light.
Yeah.
Damn.
In fact, in one episode, you traveled so fast that you turned into a lizard.
Whoa.
Which is another thing I know about Star Trek.
That's pretty cool. They got my man P. Stu coming back for another Star Trek.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's the best.
Lieutenant Wolf, suck my dick.
Come on, you fucking homo.
Fuck my ass.
Come on and fuck me. I'm smoking weed. He smokes weed, too.
Yeah.
My man
he's
loves the
blazer. People got mad at him because he's like dating like a 40-year-old and he's like 280 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember is he gay or straight?
No, he's straight, but it was like... I mean, him and Ian, what's his name?
Ian's
probably,
the gay one, right?
Yeah, but they probably...
They're probably best friends.
They probably bumped a couple
at
times.
At some point,
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're both actors.
It's theater. It's the theater.
Yeah, if you're doing it in character as Macbeth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is just a fantastic
it's show business. We're all gay.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be.
We're all secretly gay.
We're all getting sexed
in. That's
the
way it has to be.
What do you think getting into the fucking academy is, dude?
Mm-hmm.
They
I mean,
fuck your ass.
Look, you
if Kumail Nanjiani got his ass fucked.
You want to be a Scientologist, you gotta put in the work.
Dude, I'm in for Scientology.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm telling you, it's the best possible like infrastructure for all of our needs.
Kind of. Honestly, I do believe
they help you address past trauma.
I love it.
They help you.
But don't they not believe in psychology at all? Like,
well,
Tom
they
Cruise
do it for you.
It.
They do it for you.
Oh, they got their own in-house shit.
They'll
suck all the thetans out of my dick.
You also operate as part of a system.
Mm-hmm.
So the emphasis on yourself kind of diminishes.
Interesting.
Granted, they are taking some people and torturing them.
Yeah.
And it's like, you kind of hope that doesn't happen to you. But you can deal with
torture.
You know, being complicit in an act of torture.
Some guy you don't know getting his nuts shocked.
Who cares?
Who cares? You're an adult.
Yeah. Who gives a
shit? It's not a child. Yeah. It's an adult.
Yeah. You're right.
You get a cool sea captain costume.
Mm-hmm. Shouts out to Elrond, dude.
Yeah, just 2 years later, me walking on stage, holding hands with David Miscavige.
Yeah, yeah. We've stopped.
We're all dressed like Captain Crunch.
We've stopped possessing the ability to blink.
Yeah.
We did it. We saved ourselves from the show.
Dude, if they give us...
I feel great.
If they give us that Chinese fucking leg therapy and I get my hair back, I don't
give a
fuck.
Dude, David Miscavige, dude. We'll ride motorcycles with him.
Who's he? I'm sorry.
He's like the head. He took over for L. Ron Hubbard, and he's a psycho.
Nice.
He's out of his mind crazy.
Hell yeah.
And he ruins people's lives. But ours, I think he, ours better.
Yeah. Shouts out Tom Cruise.
Damn, and he's 5'1", a man after my own
heart.
Whoa,
no,
he
is?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
He's not 5'1".
He's 5'1".
I mean, that makes so much sense, dude.
No,
the leader of a cult being
5'1",
of course he is.
Yeah.
He's not 5'1".
Yes,
he's
motherfucker. 5'1", of course he is.
Look, you have David Miscavige height, 5'1".
Oh, my God.
Who else is 5'1"?
Literally no one. Children?
Yeah. Danny DeVito.
Damn, my man is shorter than my dick.
Yeah,
which is
and he has so much
good.
Power.
Mm.
He's kind of jacked, too.
Damn, dude. This is it. This is the nail in the coffin for us joining Scientology.
Yeah, no.
A powerful short man for you to look up to.
I gotta do it, dude. I gotta fucking do it. Oh, wait, hold on. It says he's 5'3 on celebheights.com.
No, that's bullshit.
Celebheights.com is one of my favorite websites because there's all these people being like, no fucking way.
Yeah.
Is he 5'7?
Yeah.
5'6 and 3/4. But I met him and I made a point of following him around until he took his shoes off. And I ran up and did a back to back selfie.
Did you see, Nick, that Osama bin Laden's son got married to Muhammad Atta's daughter?
Respect.
No.
Yeah, and he's vowing to avenge his father.
He is?
Yeah.
Damn, he's going to get... Yo, what about Saudi Arabia being like, yo, Canada, don't fuck around, because we'll 9/11 you, too.
What'd they say? No.
Did you see that shit?
No.
You really didn't see that? How?
I hope so, dude.
Dude,
Canada... Maybe I should move to Canada and bring it into my heart and then just await the next 9/11 that'll fix everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
Become a firefighter.
New global tragedy, yeah.
And then you save some people.
I can grow the mustache now. I couldn't when I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
And the planes went into those towers.
Mm-hmm.
I tried as hard as I could to grow that till I could be a firefighter.
Mm-hmm. Like I tried too, but not during the 9/11 when United 93 with Nicolas Cage came out.
Everyone had a mustache in that movie.
Every single guy.
Yeah. Well, no, wait, I'm thinking of WTC.
WTC was with Nicolas Cage.
That one had everyone had a mustache. Everyone had a mustache.
Yeah.
I wanted to like edit it and put mustaches on the women. I thought that would be fun.
Shouts out Nicolas Cage.
Speaking of putting shit on women, why don't you put some underwear on your bitch? Get some Mack Weldon underwear.
Swish.
You know?
That's
check
right.
Check them out, MackWeldon.com. Some of the most comfortable fucking underwear you'll ever wear in your life.
Absolutely.
You know? Hey, look. You get found in a closet somewhere, belt around your neck, mostly nude, humiliating.
That's right.
What a just end to sort of a mean-spirited life. No one will have any.
Printed out Reddit comments on paper.
Just burned into your skin. Just etched into your flesh.
The names of posters.
Yeah,
you've given yourself stick and pokes.
Uh-huh. Just drafted letters trying to appeal to them in every which way. Threaten sympathy.
Listen, I'm just like you.
Yeah. Anything you can do to reach these people and explain that you don't deserve this death you're inflicting upon yourself. Pretty fucking embarrassing to imagine, but they find your body with a pair of Mack Weldon underwear
on.
You look great.
You look awesome.
And you know what? They're naturally antimicrobial, so they'll suck the smell of death and sin on your limp corpse.
And shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your limp but rigor mortis cock.
Right, exactly.
Hard but soft.
Hard but soft.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, that's kind of what this show's
poetic,
about.
Poetic, yeah.
It's about being hard but soft in death.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, a perfect metaphor for us is limp ass dead guy's dicks.
Yeah. Perfect metaphor for us is the pooping your pants.
You know what? I've been like,
die.
Now that my dick doesn't work anymore, it kind of feels like I've been sort of imagining it like a baseball manager, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like back in the day, maybe he's a decent utility player and like he's not particularly good at his job, but he still has a little bit of a love for the game.
Yeah. So you still dress the same?
Yeah.
You still put a condom on your soft cock.
They
still dress like
ball
players.
Mostly just stands there and chews and spits.
Spits sunflower seeds into a girl's pussy while your son fucks her.
Wonders why he's not already dead. Anyways, Mack Weldon underwear is perfect underwear to wear.
Wow. That's been a good one.
Yeah.
So buy those. Antimicrobial.
And what's the code?
The silver line.
Silver
we got
lining.
Other shit to say about
oh,
it.
Oh, shit.
Come
yeah.
on,
feel
man.
Good.
They
not,
feel
not
good.
Only, yeah, while you're killing yourself or coaching Little League Baseball, you know, just so that bitch adheres to the custody agreement. It's the only fucking way she will. Because she knows you're not drinking if you're out there. You can wear do it in Mack Weldon underwear.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And they got, you know, they got other shit, too. You know?
Listen.
Like some duffel bag thing I think I saw on there. There's just
sweatshirts.
Crew necks. Everybody loves a crew neck.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I look good in, you know?
Mm-hmm. A crew neck.
Yeah.
Well, as opposed to what, a V-neck?
You know, a hoodie.
Oh, okay.
Of course. Crew neck's a good look, I think, around,
it is
across
a good look.
The board.
A crew neck sweatshirt.
Especially those Mack Weldon crew necks. They look great.
Yeah,
so check them out, MackWeldon.com, and use promo code CUMTOWN, C-U-M.
And guess what, bitch?
C-O-W-N.
You don't like them? Return them,
well, you get, hold on, you get 20% off you use that fucking promo code. And if you don't like it, you know, for whatever reason, call them up, complain about
bitch.
It. Because you're a dumb bitch, you know? Hey, look, a lot of us have regrets.
That's right.
There's a lot of things we wish we could fucking take back in life. Fortunately, with MackWeldon.com, you can call them up. and absolve yourself of the shame and guilt you feel.
Unfortunately, yep.
They'll fork that money right over, and there'll be zero consequences for your actions because you can keep the underwear and you can keep your sense of self. MacWeldon.com. And we're back.
Nice. Yeah. Dude, the doctor today caught a mean whiff of my nuts, dude. And I didn't mean to, but he had to take a... Because I have to get...
He's like, okay, let me smell your balls. Yep, that's torn fascia.
Yep,
that's
your
exactly
foot,
what that is.
Your foot's broken.
Yeah. Yeah, it smells like... It smells like teen spirit.
Yeah, I got... I just figured I'd go in. He'd tell me the MRI, but he wanted to do like a...
MR guy. Mr. Guy.
He wanted to do... I have to get special insoles for my feet because they're so fucked up.
So you have to wear lifts.
I do. Yeah. Give me a little extra fucking
Tear my feet.
Not a bad idea.
Totally worth it, dude. And so he like kneeled down by my nuts and I just... He caught a whiff of my just hospital balls. I felt bad for the guy, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because you haven't been showering on the same...
I shower usually, but this time I was running late. I woke up. It was an early morning thing. I was like, I'll just shower afterwards.
Also, showering one foot is pretty treacherous.
It's treacherous, actually.
Yeah.
I shower with one foot and I lean up against the wall.
Yeah, you should get a railing, like a hand railing.
I really
like
should.
I want a little
fucking stool. I can sit on like an old guy.
No, you know what you should get is like a... those commercials for old people that can't use stairs? So they have that chair that goes like alongside...
We already talked two episodes ago. We said we should get it for his apartment that just goes along every wall.
Yeah.
And there's no stairs in here.
Yeah, we did. Now I forgot.
It just slides around the wall.
Have you guys ever had like a fucking real debilitating ass injury?
No, never.
Did you break anything?
Uh-uh. Like only flus. I've never broken
anything. Never?
Yeah.
I got shingles.
I think I cracked a rib one time. I like fell over drunk.
There's
or
nothing
something.
You can do for that.
Yeah, I didn't go to the hospital, but it was like anytime I breathed in, there was like a sharp pain. It was like that for like a couple of months.
I bruised a rib like that.
Then maybe that was what it was. But yeah, I don't think I've ever broken anything.
No, I don't think I've broken
I tried to lay out on a... I was playing a squash with my boy George.
Mm-hmm. Squash?
And I laid out like a champion. Dude, I get injured playing sports. I got too much heart.
Squash is so fun.
Yeah. It is actually really fun.
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck. But it fucks my shoulder
up. How about Squasha? And it's your girlfriend.
It's my girlfriend playing
but she's,
indoor tennis.
1'4" and the aspect ratio is thrown off.
Oh.
So she's like, you just do like a pitch shift on her voice and then echo it.
Yeah.
And then it's Squasha.
Oh, because she's all the way in the back of the squash thing.
No. She's same person.
Oh, she's squashed.
She's down. Yeah, she's
gotcha,
squashed.
Gotcha. Okay.
She's DK mode.
I was still thinking literally.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I'm reaching for anything here.
Maybe squash. I don't know.
She saw the guy that owns that Cumtown collection. Which, you know, like... I've said it before, you know, if you want to use the show in any way, the branding, try and make money for yourself, like, please do it. And, like, that guy has plenty of products, you know, like, he's going to do the fucking work. He's selling the merch, so buy from him. You know, great, you know.
Yeah,
He had a sweatshirt that's, it just says Dasha. That's it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Why can't you do that? It's funny.
That's insane.
I mean, it is insane.
She's not part of the show. She's
not part of the show.
Just a woman.
Well, it's also just her name.
Yeah.
It's just her, it's like in a, just red letters.
Yeah. That's funny. She should get that money, though. Dasha's not doing as good as we are.
Yeah, but she didn't do any work. That's just her name.
It's her existence that he's, without her, you can't sell
that
sweatshirt.
Look, you're in the DSA. You understand how it works. People get paid for the work that they do.
Nah, dude.
The guy made the shirts. He came up with the design. He put them on there.
I don't know, man. I don't, you know, give Dash a little piece of that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Share the wealth, DSA style. You know what I'm saying? Medicare for balls.
She was like, did you make fun of me for believing in the moon on your last episode?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, so what? I can, it's my life too. I can make fun of you.
Fuck you, bitch.
She's like, yeah,
you get for believing in the
people
moon.
People are now making fun of me about that. I was like,
making fun of you about what? The moon?
Because she believes in the moon.
Yeah, she believes in the moon. She's like, you do understand that women's menstrual cycles are connected to the lunar cycle.
Yeah, dude, that's a crock of horse shit if you ask me. Okay?
Sounds ridiculous to me,
you
too.
Know what I'm saying? The moon
it
up there?
Once a month, and so does the moon.
Yeah, so does
once
the tides.
Once every 28 days.
The tides.
The moon only comes out
the
every
tides.
What, did your pussy control the tides,
the
too?
Tides.
You know what I'm saying?
The moon there's a light inside the moon that turns dark, and then it shades itself.
And on the back, the dark side,
the dark side of the moon, that's where the good ganj
is, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you drop acid. I took acid and just sat on my porch. Did I tell you guys that? It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm getting real into psychedelics.
It's crazy that there was a time when, like, people just didn't know what the moon was, and then somebody was like, I guess it's like a guy. I guess that's like probably like a guy that is
a guy,
the boss of me.
He hates the sun. Him and the sun don't fucking get
They're
along.
Not chill. They were brothers.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, write this shit down, dude. This guy sounds like a scientist to me.
That was science. It was just a high-ass theory.
Yeah, right.
We should fucking get stoned to shit and just make like... are what we think science is. That's what we should do, a show that's a natural phenomenon, and I'll get stoned or on mushrooms.
Actually,
you have to
you
ask
say
me
that,
what
you
it
should
is.
Write that up and try and pitch it as a show. It's a fucking moron explaining. I mean, it seems
I think
like
that's
it's
every Vice show, is that someone smokes weed and then does something.
Yeah, that's
right?
Fine. We could do our own Vice show, dude.
We'll pitch it to them.
Yeah, Vice, get at us. There's got to be some fucking somebody that was like, I don't know, didn't quit Vice even after they were raping or whatever. What was Vice doing? Some bad shit?
It's so weird that, like, if Gavin McGinnis didn't get fired, he wouldn't be doing any of this shit, would he?
Probably not.
Yeah.
He wouldn't give a shit about
did you see
white
that fucking
culture.
Man, the fucking Proud Boys are so stupid looking.
Oh, in that
like that
Portland
guy
thing?
With the fucking... that guy,
the Ninja
like,
Turtle? Yeah, the fat guy? Yeah. I saw that.
Like what are their beliefs? I don't get it.
They have to protect.
Are they racist?
Protect
they are
white,
right.
White culture.
Proud Boys are racist.
They're like
right?
A no fap too.
Oh damn!
Yeah,
I can't get down with that, bro. Either you support all races or you beat off. Okay, and that's where I'm starting the conversation.
That seems dangerous. That no fap shit.
Oh yeah,
dude. Have you not beat off for a while? You're crazy.
You could hurt yourself.
You're impulsive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think you want to get married, but you just have to beat off.
I beat off yesterday, and I just came all over the floor and then went back to sleep.
Like the hardwood?
That is some dirty shit.
I just didn't care.
Dude, some girl I was hooking up with, like, I don't know, a couple years ago would just, like, she'd be like, yeah, you just come on the... I was like...
It sucks, dude. Because
you just come on the sheets?
I felt like I was already at a place...
What the fuck?
I was already in a place where, like, my dick, quote-unquote, didn't get hard while beating off, but it's like, now... Whew. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You'll come back, dude. There's something going on.
Maybe,
as a guy,
it's probably just like an emotional thing.
As a guy who's had a lot of ups and downs with my little ass dick, I can tell you, dude, you're due for a nice
hard watching. I was watching.
I've been getting nice and stiff.
I was watching porn earlier today.
Nice.
With some Brazzers video.
Oh, some respect.
And the guy, porn guy, I forgot what the stupid setup was. Oh, no, it was some guy, he's like... he has to come in and fuck someone's wife because he has low sperm count. So he's like, yeah, so we're getting this Dr. D to come in. And then this guy comes in and he's like, you're not even a doctor. He's like, I'm not lying to you. This guy was a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had comic chops. Like, porn actors are really unfunny.
Really bad,
this guy was like, actually like could be like a comedic actor. Until the point where he's like, yeah, I've got like a massive willy. And then he like pulled it out and then they started fucking.
Was
but
he
like,
British? Were they British?
Both of the guys were British. It
what
was
about
very
the girl?
Strange.
You were watching two guys have for sex.
No.
So to increase your sperm count, I have to fuck you in your ass.
I don't know,
and
man,
come in your ass.
Do you go look at porn anymore? Because like Chatterbait kind of.
I
like,
haven't looked. I haven't like watched like a Brazzers like very
never.
Like,
dude,
set up.
Chatterbait kind of
and contrived
the
porn thing
as
in a long
to, like,
time.
What porn should be.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know.
No, I'm still, I'm back. I was off porn. I'm back in with a vengeance.
Dude,
right
I found
now.
Out.
I am beating off so much.
No, something about it being live is like.
I like it because there's a connection. It's a real person.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're together. I imagine us together.
Yeah.
I'm a different person.
That's why I like
they
sending
are.
A dick pic is like, I know someone looked at my dick and that makes
but
me
But it is
harder.
Sad sometimes
oh, really?
When you're watching Chatterbait and they're in like Colombia or whatever and you can tell they're just in like some fucking warehouse somewhere, like in Chatterbait cubicles.
Does that actually bother you, or
it is kind of? I mean, I jack off to it, obviously, but afterwards,
all right, that's all I wanted.
Respect.
No, I mean, I found out recently, actually, that this porn star I used to watch all the time got AIDS.
Whoa,
Dasha told me. Actually,
what was his name?
Her name was Naomi.
What was his name?
Naomi Russell.
Frank.
And
oh, Naomi, that girl with the big ass
with the huge ass.
No,
yeah,
really?
Isn't that so sad?
Damn, bro.
Yeah, in college I used to jack off to her all the time.
They get AIDS all the time. It's like, you know, blowing out your elbow or whatever.
I was really sad
when
they
just get the surgery and then you're back in business.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Damn, she had a big ass.
That other girl killed herself earlier this year, August Ames. Yeah, that was very sad. Because the libs bullied her.
Mm, really?
The care lords.
Did they?
Yeah.
No, I mean, she was just like, she just said, like, she tweeted, she was, like, pissed off that they wanted her to do a scene with a guy that did gay porn as well.
Mm.
And I guess in terms of STD transmissions, you're at a higher risk if you're doing it with someone that has sex with men and women.
Yeah.
Even professionally.
Statistically, yeah.
So she was trying to say, like...
It is funny how much that shit lines up with just, like, sin.
Homophobia.
Because it's like Christianity was taking L's for like 400 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
science, they were getting their asshole licked.
Science
was
just dunking.
Yeah.
And then, you know, AIDS rolls around in the 1980s. And it's like, you know, and from the back of the pack, here it comes, you know, like, God hates fags. You know, and like, just this photo finish that in 1989 when they're like, actually, it's because you're gay and you're an intravenous drug user.
Oh, damn, they really,
They all died.
AIDS was,
they all died.
Like,
damn.
Every single, like.
Every like, cool-ass gay guy. Mm-hmm.
So many dudes died.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you lived in New York in 1981 and you were gay. Mm-hmm. All your friends died.
You know what? And considering that, it's like, you can't say we didn't do anything to prevent climate change. People have a carbon footprint. Those nightclubs generate a lot of pollution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
There was a very clear policy decision made. Letting hundreds of thousands of people die.
You know how much water goes into making body glitter? It's unbelievable, dude.
It's true.
So if you think Reagan didn't do anything for the environment, letting gay guys die of AIDS was Reagan's magnum opus.
Anyway, that porn star...
I just want to get to a place where I'm giving everyone the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. And that's what I have to believe... about this world is that in his actions, there was a heart of gold. May have been gilded, but
Reagan.
Hey,
yep.
The guy,
the Gipper,
the guy cared about this planet, you know,
or whatever the fuck his name was. What was his nickname? The Gipper?
The Gipper. Yeah.
You said it and then said, what was his nickname?
That was a real Adam move, but I didn't know if that was real.
Yeah,
or
I
not.
Would game recognize game.
I didn't
well done, sir.
I just didn't remember if that was his nickname.
The Gipper.
Why did they call him that, though? That's what I don't know.
Because he played
He had his teeth removed in prison.
Mm.
That's better. He played a famous Notre Dame football coach in a movie, Newt Rockne.
Ah, and his name was
and
the Gipper?
He said in the famous speech, win one for the Gipper.
And that was himself?
In the movie, he said that, and then people started calling him the Gipper when he became
so in the movie, it still doesn't have an explanation.
In the movie, he just calls himself the Gipper?
I think that's his nickname or something.
But why? So he's like, come on, guys, win it for me? That's kind of a bullshit speech.
Well, it's also, nickname still doesn't have an origin. It's still just like, it's a thing he said one time.
Yeah.
About himself.
I mean, I'm sure it has an origin.
No, this is like when George tried to be T-Bone. And then they called him Coco.
I'm T-Bone. I'm Candy Lips, by the way.
And then he hires an African woman named Coco so that they can't call him Coco anymore.
I don't remember that.
That was a fucking hilarious episode.
Damn.
George gets in his head that he wants his nickname to be T-Bone.
That's a good ass nickname.
So he's like eating
a
T-Bone steak or he like gave somebody else a nickname. And then, and then they start calling him Coco. Is something that gets like a hot shot? I can't remember. So it makes a point of bringing around this like African woman named Coco. He's like, hell, we can't have two Cocos.
Yeah.
And then I think they start calling her T-Bone.
Mm.
Or something. He's like, I'm T-Bone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
George rules, man.
Yeah.
God. Shouts out to him. Almost
best.
Getting defucked, Marissa
Legend.
Tomei. That gave me so much hope as a child.
I mean, that movie...
Marissa Dome Gay.
that show...
Yes.
That show was, like, mind-blowing. Yes. Just seeing those ugly Jewish men
fucking all
those dimes.
Clarissa explains it all, but it's Clarissa gives brains it all.
Oh, yeah.
She just sucks everybody's dick. Yeah,
that's really good.
Including Ferguson, her brother. Mm-hmm. Was that her brother?
She sucks off Ferguson.
I've never seen
Ferguson.
That show.
I think Ferguson's the neighbor.
Is that the neighbor?
Yeah. What about Full House, but it's... Full ass.
Ferguson named after Ferguson, Missouri?
Yeah. Yes.
It was a tribute. He was the actor did it in blackface.
Mm-hmm. Imagine how, like, if, like, by chance, SNL wrote the character Turd Ferguson after those riots. How fucking mad people would be.
It just dropped. The riots happened, and then
Ferguson. Yeah. I mean, obviously, it wouldn't happen that way, but
yeah.
What if, you know?
What if is a good question.
What if is a question that produces all the comedy we do on mm-hmm. this show.
Yeah, for example, what if, I don't know, we filled that Coke bottle full of diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we threw it at
yeah.
a blind.
Kakatov. No, it's got shit in it, so it's a
Shitatov.
Fucktail. What would a Molotov cocktail?
A fuckatail.
See, it's got filled with shit.
Shit filled with shit.
It's Russian. John Ramsey used to have a joke about Russian history and diarrhea. That was a very good joke.
Maybe let's look that up. Maybe there's a pun in there somewhere.
Damn. It's a fuck.
Fuck. Okay. Molotov. Number two. No.
Molotov.
Poo. There's shit, there's poo, there's crap.
Paul Blart Molocop talk. Paul Blart Molocop talk. It's a different direction.
But I like it.
Okay.
No idea is bad.
Yeah, I'm just trying
brainstorming.
Get shit up on the board.
Yeah, put something on the board, man.
Yeah, yeah, throw it up, throw it up.
Look, this is what being a comedy writer is. I want another fucking staff job. I miss that shit.
Yeah.
Just getting fat as hell off snacks, saying dumb shit.
You were happy
and making
you were
so
fat.
Much money.
You know what? It was funny. I was thinking about that the other day. It's like I looked at pictures of myself, and I look like absolute shit.
Yeah,
but I'm
yeah.
happy.
You didn't look uh-huh. that bad, man.
Oh, dude,
you
I
didn't look
terrible.
That bad. You just had like love.
You just
handles.
Have body dysmorphia.
No, yeah, I do have body dysmorphia.
I was literally 50 pounds heavier than I am now.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
you're all
right. Maybe
fat.
You were fat. I don't fucking know.
No, I was fat as shit. But yeah, it's like no, I was. You just do that. You just make yourself a piece of shit.
Yeah,
and like the inside matches the outside.
It's great,
it's
and you
perfect.
Feel good.
You feel great,
dude. Honestly, heaven. I was thinking about this. Heaven would literally be. Just on this couch getting seamless and you just don't get that fat.
Mm-hmm.
And then a girl would come over once every 3 weeks. But if I could just hang out with my boys.
Port-a-potty-tov cocktail?
Port-a-potty-tov.
Potty-tov cocktail.
Potty-tov is the potty-tov cocktail. Not bad.
I can do better than that.
Yeah.
Keep
going.
Talking.
It's close.
Yeah, dude, I think, like, just heaven would be just eating shit and, like, playing video games. And just, like, but you don't feel bad. That's the problem with that lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
So you just get fat as shit and you feel horrible.
Uh-huh.
But the actual times you're doing it feels awesome, dude.
Yeah. I feel like I would like to be a horse or something. Just a wild horse. Just running around in a fucking
uh-huh.
field. You know, because I can't actually run. I'm not built for it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could gallop, I would love to gallop.
Oh, it would be so triumphant.
We should ride a horse.
Just a winged horse.
That would be ride horses
a Pegasus?
Somewhere?
That's what's in my heart.
Yeah.
I could be that.
Dude.
Be amazing.
You know,
just come up over a vista with your winged ass horse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be awesome. And
wild,
then you could do battle. That
wild
would be tight.
Horses were brought to North America domesticated.
Yeah.
So they are feral, previously domestic animals that have adapted.
Oh, it's like a piece of meat you already defrosted and you put back in the freezer.
Exactly. I think.
It is.
Have you
really?
Ever been
Where's
Assateague,
a wild horse from?
Assateague Island?
Nah. Where's wild horses from?
By
originally?
Ocean City, Maryland?
No.
Horses are for European.
Where, though?
Spain.
Spain?
Arabian horses.
Arabian.
Is
Arabian
horses.
So what is that? Saudi Arabia?
I think all of Europe. I don't know. I have no fucking
yeah.
idea. I know an Arabian horse is a type of horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds cool.
I mean,
the only way you can ride is you
know
have
that
a curved
Red
sword.
Dead Redemption, which the sequel's coming out, which is funny. There's a couple of people that are like, come on, dog. You got to just hang out at least until Red Dead Redemption 2. And it's like, damn, yeah.
That is a good point.
I do.
Oh, what yeah. is it's like Clint Eastwood video game?
It's good, dude.
Basically.
It's like Grand Theft Auto, but with horses.
No, yeah, it's good as shit.
It's
like really good.
Western. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Grand
it's a
Theft
Western.
Auto?
The theme is
That's
like
sick.
He's like the last cowboy, basically. He's like lives in this like mm-hmm. town where industrialization is coming, so they're like just, you know, he's got to like kill off the old members of his gang, but it's like these.
And then you scalp Indians, which is
oh,
kind of
yeah.
fucking
you
weird.
Scalp motherfucker. Wait, I don't remember scalping people.
I think you do.
Do you?
Yeah, it's
oh, yeah,
up.
That's right.
Can you?
Yeah.
It's like wild. You're like,
yeah.
what?
No, that game is.
Can
dope.
You RAPE in it?
And yeah. And,
oh, whoa.
No, because you can. There was. I remember there was an Xbox achievement for tying a woman up and putting
oh,
her on the train
no.
tracks.
Oh, the old villain move.
You can lasso. Dude, I got high in my apartment. So, like, the last area in the game is this, like industrialized town or whatever. Where there's, like, a car, and the train comes through and stuff. And there's, like, a saloon where there's, like, a poker game going on. And one of the people playing the poker game is, like, one of those, like... I guess like Boxer Rebellion style Chinese guys.
Yeah, yeah. Who's
got the Q, hell yeah.
The Q.
Like, you know, yeah, like a Celestial or whatever. And I switched to the just fists, and I like shoved them, and you can like shove people.
Mm-hmm.
And I shoved them all the way out of the saloon to like the edge of town and like down a cliff. And it took like an hour to do it. But it was like so satisfying to shove that Chinese guy all the way to the edge of the town.
You just didn't want to shoot him?
Yeah, no, I thought it'd be funny. I thought it'd be funnier just shove.
Why
him
didn't he stick up for himself? That would be not built into his AI.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they fight you, and other times you can just keep shoving them.
That's but he was awesome. Just a stoic. He just sat there taking it.
Damn. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of beautiful.
It is beautiful. You know what else will be beautiful?
Chilling.
Seeing our friend Nicholas Mullen at Caroline.
Oh, thanks,
this
yeah.
weekend.
This weekend, folks. This go weekend. See Nick tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
It'll be Wednesday.
Yeah. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday night.
That's
two
right.
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday.
Go support our boy. We all want to hit the road together and alone doing stand-up, so buy tickets. That's big for us. We'll also be in Baltimore the next Sunday. This Sunday, the 12th, at the Auto Bar. Please buy tickets to that. I will also be, please buy tickets to these. I'm in Charlottesville on the 17th. If you're in Virginia or surrounding areas, please buy tickets to that. And I'm in Baltimore doing a fun-ass show with my little brother George at Judzi, Art by Judzi, D-Z-O-D-Z-I-E. He's doing a gallery opening of his awesome, weird, fucked-up paintings, and I am doing a stand-up show at 8 o'clock. And we're also just going to hang out and get fucked up on the 18th at my friend's brewery, Suspended Brewery. Suspended Brewery Company, so come out to that. And then I'm back in Philly on the 19th, Good Comedy Theater. I'm trying to sell out three shows again. I'm not flaking this time. I'll be there in a damn walking boot. So those are the ones coming up. And then we are together as a unit back again in Cleveland on the 2nd, live pod, 4:20 p.m. as part of the Accidental Comedy Festival. Shouts out Ramon. And then we're in Boston on the 3rd. As part of the Boston Comedy Festival, we're doing a live one there, and I will be in Fairfield, Connecticut on the 7th. So, yeah, everybody. And then more dates coming up after that, but those are the big ones coming up right now. And then you can go to stavy.biz, stavvy.biz. I have my dates and then also Live Cumtown, links to Live Cumtown ones, so if you want to get those.
Oh, there. And Funny Moms is scheduled for the 13th. It's not going to be happening. We have to cancel it this week because we're going to be in Baltimore.
Nick's we're going to be out of town. I'm going to stay in Baltimore to get a fucking second opinion.
Stav's going to be out of town. Nick's going to be in L.A., so we have to cancel it. But we will be back on the 20th. What is it?
I want to say the 27th.
The 27th.
Yep, 27th.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So the next Funny Moms is the 27th. Sorry that we had to cancel it. It kind of came up. We realized this yesterday. Yeah. But, we'll see you on the 27th. And if not, we'll see you in Baltimore. If not, we'll see you at Caroline's.
Yes, bitch. Come out and come get your nuts sucked.
Thank you, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.